Let's get our Block Club Chicago report. We call it Extremely Local News. Seamus Toomey joining us. And kids on the Southwest Side will really be able to enjoy their summer vacation this year, won't they, Seamus?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, this is really good news for the Brighton Park neighborhood on the Southwest Side. The Chicago Park District is moving their headquarters to the neighborhood. And what they're doing is they're building this enormous building that's going to be filled with basketball courts and pickleball courts. There's soccer fields outside. They're moving 200 Park District employees from the Streeterville neighborhood downtown into this building. But it's really a huge field house for the neighborhood. And we got an update on it this morning or this week. There's some photos of it on our site. It's coming along. It's a huge building. It's round. It's futuristic. And the ball fields are all in already. So soccer, you'll be able to start playing there pretty soon. And they promise it will be all ready in time for summer camp. So I know it doesn't feel like summer now, but we're close, and they're really scrambling to get this up and running in time for kids to be able to go to camp.
We'll dry out by then, and if anybody wants to check it out, just go to blockclubchicago.org. Let's get to the latest on those little village mall vendors. What's happening now?
Yeah, this is a drama that's been playing out for a couple months now. If your listeners might recall, there's a discount mall, you know, one of these Shop-O-Rama sort of places where there's hundreds of vendors selling their wares in the Little Village neighborhood. It's right on the bustling 26th Street corridor. They're going into court in 8 minutes. They're trying to stop the new owner of the place from kicking out a bunch of the vendors. Company bought this place and they want to overhaul it, bring in some new tenants. But the little mom and pops that work out of there, he's selling everything from sunglasses to hats to, you know, clothes to a little bit of everything, almost like a Maxwell Street Market, but on 26th Street. They're really fighting to at least hold on. If they lose this lawsuit today, a bunch of them could get kicked out by Sunday, and then possibly replaced by other folks. They're trying to hold on and as long as they can. So we'll keep tabs on this. They're going before a judge, like I said, at 10 a.m. to try to get an emergency injunction to stick around.
All right, more to come on that, and you'll hear about it on WGN. What's the story about Austin's famous pink house?
this is a funny one we've followed for a while. You know, every neighborhood's got that one house that everyone knows. Whether it's painted like a rainbow or it just has something weird about it. Austin neighborhood on the west side. This is at the corner of Ohio and Central. So it's right on some bus routes out there. It is this pink house, this beautiful old Victorian that was painted pink, and everyone had a strong opinion on it, where they loved it, they hated it. Well, sadly for the people that loved it, it is no longer pink. It was sold recently, and it had really gotten run down. So the folks that bought it really for a bargain, they've completely overhauled it, and they had warned that, listen, neighborhood, it's probably not going to be pink anymore. And sure enough, we stopped by this week, it is green. So the iconic Austin pink house at 556 North Central, no longer pink. It's going to just live in people's memories when you're going to people walk by and say, remember that? It looked like a gingerbread house. It was a very strange look, and the picket fence was white and pink too. It looked like a birthday cake.
They can do a big St. Patrick's Day party there next year, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's not that green. It's more of a it's more of an earth tone green.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay,
if they went Kelly green, I think that would be another story, another Block Club story probably.
Finally, we need to give a very well-deserved shout-out to Whitney Young High School, don't we?
Yeah, a little good news here. Whitney Young, they're good at many things, the school on the near west side, but I'd say the thing that they do year after year is they keep winning the academic decathlon, and they just won their 20th straight state title. Congratulations to them. They're going to go to Texas next month to compete for the national title. Pretty cool. The teacher that runs it, Ben Gucciardi, party just says, you know, it really unites kids with different skill sets, different backgrounds, and they all don't have to be good at every part of the competition, but everyone brings something to the table. They bond over it, and they all work together as a team, and what he's doing is working because these kids put in a lot of work all throughout the year, and they keep bringing home the hardware every spring. So congrats to Whitney Young, and good luck at the Nationals next month in Texas.
Way to go. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.